Now we'll move to our second feature. Award-winning Norfolk International photographer Sam Baker says that growing up in Norfolk has influenced how he shoots. The paper's article is read by Chris Gillam.
An international photographer who transforms the ordinary with his signature cinematic style, Sam Baker has a host of international awards, including the iconic D&AD Yellow Pencil Award for his HSBC project Living River. 14 of his photographs are in the permanent collection of the National Portrait Gallery, including Tim Peake's portrait to mark his mission into space and David Attenborough's 90th birthday portrait. The youngest son of the poet George Barker and author Elspeth Barker, Sam grew up in rural Norfolk in a large bohemian family where goats and cats thieved from the kitchen table and teenage friends took up residence without their parents' consent. With a curious eye, a gregarious attitude and a brave, adventurous spirit, Sam fell into photography, literally by accident. Overcoming the impact of a horrific motorbike crash at 19, when he almost lost a leg, Sam was unable to continue with his manual labouring job, so enrolled at the prestigious London College of Printing, where he gained a distinction in photography. He went on to work as an assistant to leading photographer Matthew Donaldson, and his work was featured in The Telegraph, The Times, G&Q, Harper's Bazaar. His work is now published across the world, and his clients include huge household names such as Sky, British Gas, Land Rover, Ferrari, Hugo Boss, Audi, NHS, British Airways, and many more. Sam Baker says, "I have been really inspired by the different places I visited and people's relationship to the environment they inhabit. I love the fact that a farmer in his field or a blacksmith in his forge can feel as epic as a tribal warrior on the plains of a desert. I think growing up in Norfolk has influenced the way I shoot. The sense of open space and dramatic light that is so particular to Norfolk is something that's continued to inspire my work. I've always been interested in the narrative of people's lives, and growing up in Norfolk I met plenty of colourful characters, which lead me to want to interpret their stories with my photography. I have been really lucky. Photography has given me access to some amazing places around the world. Some of my favourite places have been Svalbard in the Arctic Circle, the Darien Gap rainforest in Colombia. Shooting in Iraq and Pakistan have been really interesting experiences, as has working in Russia. I also really love working in the US. The production teams there are really brilliant to work with, and the light over towards the west is consistently extraordinary. I have an unbreakable bond with Norfolk. It's always going to be home. It's where I grew up and where I spent summer months with friends, walking for miles over the county's long stretches of roads and fields with those giant skies as a constant companion. I love to go back to North Norfolk, especially in particular the market town of Aylsham, where I went to school and still have many friends. The auction at Keys is great and does the best fried breakfast. Plus, I'm always up for a good lunch at the Gunton Arms. I also love the coast, and Overstrand is a place I will be spending a lot more time soon. I am drawn back to Norfolk constantly and can imagine one day I will come back for good."